Morning, church.
Morning.
I was also supposed to be on leave, but I'm here. I think let's start first by prayer. Let's close our eyes and pray. We thank you, Lord, for this time that we may come to hear from you, O Lord. We are amazed, O Lord, with such responsibility to preach your gospel, O Lord. Your gospel that has power to save from the gates of hell. Oh Lord, what a tremendous responsibility it is for me to stand here today, oh Lord, to preach to your people this message that you have placed in my heart, oh Lord. May you give me wisdom. May your word, oh Lord, go out in the power of your Holy Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let's read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
We're
going to read from verse 6 to verse 8.
From verse 6 to verse 8.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, from verse 6 to verse 8.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 55.
I will read it in Sotho and then my brother Shangu will read in English. Isaiah 55 from verse 6 to verse 8. Kaso tere. Batla morena ha sentse a ka fumanwa. Ipileteng ho yena ha sa le haufi. Ya khopo a furalle ditlata tsa hae. Molotsana a furalle mehopolo ya hae. A sekolohele ho morena wa hae. Mme morena o tla mo hauhela. A sekolohele ho modimo wa hae. Hobane yena o tshwarela haholo. Mehopolo ya hao ha se mehopolo ya lona. Mehopolo ya ka ha se mehopolo ya lona. Tsela tsa lona ha se tsela tsa ka. Ho rialo morena. Jwale ka ha lehodimo le phahametse lefatshe, tsela tsa ka le tsona di phahametse tsa lona. Le mehopolo ya ka e phahametse ya lona.
In English it reads, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
I think here where we are reading, from the book of Isaiah, who was the prophet of God. He was a prophet during the reign of King Uzziah, King Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. Now that's important because you will then understand why he was prophesying the things that he was prophesying.
We understand that ukuthi kungani beka profeta lezi zinto bekazi profeta.
Just to give you a glimpse of these four kings and how the situation was in their time.
Ukulethela ukuthi bekunjani ngalesikhathi kubusa la makhosi.
King Uzziah, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. But in his days, the nation of Judah was doing corrupt things. And King Uzziah, we find him later on in his life falling into sin. He entered the temple of God with incense and wanted to burn this incense in the altar of incense. And God was angry with him and struck him with leprosy. And till the day he died, he had this leprosy. And then his son Jotham followed him. And we read that he walked righteously in the ways of the Lord. And unlike his father, he did not fall into sin later on in his life. But God continued to be angry at the people of Judah during that time, because they continued to do corrupt practices. After Jotham came Ahaz. He did not do what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He worshipped idols like Baals. And sacrificed his sons in the fire. And he offered sacrifices to gods of Damascus. And most of all, he closed the temple so that people would not go and worship God. And he took the gold and silver that was in the temple of God and gave it to the king of Syria. So this king caused the nation to sin against God even more than they were sinning before. He provoked the anger of God. After him came Hezekiah. He was different from his father. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He reopened the temple and reassigned the priests to the Azuchis. And he called on all Judah and all Israel to repent and come to the Lord and celebrate the Passover feast. And then we saw that most people from these two nations came and celebrated the Passover feast because of the call from King Hezekiah. And the people afterwards tore down the altars that were built for our foreign gods, and they worshipped the God of Israel. So where we are reading in Isaiah 55, it seems like Isaiah was writing these things during the years of King Ahaz and the early years of King Hezekiah.
So what Balag and Gopela Ugombusa Gompos Hezekiah.
Because during the reign of King Ahaz, the nation was at the lowest point spiritually. Remember that even the temple was locked. People could not go and worship God. And in Chronicles, we learned that he had promoted wickedness in Judah.
So
the Lord's anger was very great against the people of Judah in those times. And the Lord handed them over to the king of Aram and also to the king of Israel. We read that
200,000
of their wives and sons and daughters were taken captive as a plunder. Even their own men were taken as prisoners by the Edomites. So this was the lowest point spiritually for the people of Judah. So now, based on that lowest point that they were at, then God comes with this message to them. Then God says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found." He says, "Return to the Lord that he may have compassion on you." And he gives them the promise that God will abundantly pardon you. So this message was not exactly a new message from God. 700 years earlier, Moses said the same things to them. When Moses was warning them against the curses for our sins, he had told them that God will afflict them, but also he had told them that God will pardon them if they return to him.
Moses ebaxwayisa ngesicelekiso esiza kubehlela uma beqhubeka kulezindlela zabo nezibusiso aza kubanika zona uma bephenduka.
In Deuteronomy 28 and other places like Deuteronomy 30, these are people are being warned about the curses that will fall upon them if they disobey God. One of the curses was that they will be defeated by their enemies if they disobey God. So that's the thing that we saw with the king of Ereb. He defeated Judah in that time. Another case was that the sons and daughters will be taken captive by other nations. And now we saw 200,000 of their wives, sons and daughters being taken by the brothers in the northern kingdom. Even though there were these curses that were pronounced on them, there was already a message of redemption from God. We read in the book of Deuteronomy 30. Let's read it quickly. From verse 1 to verse 3. Ha di tshwetsana di se di etsa hetsi a lona e leng di tshwanelofatse le dithogako tseo ke lebaletseng tsona mme le dinahana ga le le ditšhabeng tsotlhe tseo morena modimo wa lona a le leleketseng go tsona lona le bana ba lona le tla gotlela go morena modimo wa lona mme le tlamamela lentswe la gae ka dipolelo tsa lona tsotlhe le ka maikutlo a lona otlhe o latela tsotlhe tseo ke latetseng tsona ka jeno. Morena modimo wa lona o tla le gotlisa bothopoeng a le gauhele mme a le boele a le phuthe ditšhabeng tsotlhe tseo morena modimo wa lona a le kganeleditseng gara tsone.
And when all these things come upon you, the blessings and the curses which I have set before you, you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and return to the Lord your God, you and your children, and obey his voice in all that I have commanded you today, with all your heart and with all your soul. Then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you.
So the verse 3, it makes it clear that the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you. But the condition is in verse 2 where it says, this will happen when you return to the Lord your God. And that's the same message that we just read in Isaiah 55, verse 7. That let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So God had promised to Israel back then that he will have compassion on them if they will return to him after disobedience. So this message in Isaiah 5 is merely a reminder of the message that Moses had delivered to the people. So we know that the majority of the people of Judah repented in the days of Hezekiah. And King Hezekiah, who was very close to the prophet Isaiah, commanded people to repent. We see his message to the people of Judah in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 30.
Is Chronicles Esbili, chapter 30,
from verse 6 to verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, from verse 6 to verse 9. It says, Kasoto, Katalo Yahosi, Mangosa, Ayahosi, Nahenya, Israel, Elia, Judah, Aisamangol, Aswang, Hohosi, Loma, Osana, Ayona, Areng. Lona bana ba Israel go tlelang go morena modimo wa Abrahama le Isaka le Israele mme le yena o tla le go tla gutlela go masala a lona a phunyileng matsong a dikgosi tsa Assyria le tsikela etisa bontata lona le bana ba bolona ba ileng ba sitela morena modimo wa bontata bona e ile a ba etsa dithotse tshabehang jwale ka ha le bona le tsikela ba sotalatsa melao ya lona jwale ka bontata lona le inela morena le kene ka salalelong sa hae seo a saladitseng ka mehla yohle sebeletsa morena modimo wa lona e le gore kgalefo ya hae e tlokomang e tle e fapoge. And verse 9 says, ha e ba le gutlela ho morena bana ba bolona le bana ba lona ba tla fumana mohau ho bathupi ba bona mme ba tla gutlela naheng ena gobane morena modimo wa lona o mosa o mohau a keke a le furalela le a le gutlela go ena.
So the chorus went throughout all Israel and Judah with letters from the king and his princes. As the king has commanded, saying, O people of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may return again the remnant of you who have escaped from the land of the king of Assyria. Do not be like your fathers and your brothers, who were faithless to the Lord, to the Lord God of their fathers, so that he made them a desolate, as you see. Do not now be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourself to the Lord and come to his sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever, and serve the Lord your God, that his fierce anger may return away from you. For if you return to the Lord, your brothers and your children will find compassion with their captors and return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and he will not turn away his face from you if you return to him.
So now we see that the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn your face from you if you return to him. But then we
learned
that there were those who mocked and laughed at this message from King Hezekiah. But the people, most of them came together and celebrated the Passover feast. And after the feast, the king stood up and prayed this prayer for them. It says, may the Lord God pardon everyone who sets his heart to seek God.
Unkulunkulu makathethelele onke onqomile enhliziyweni yakhe ukuthi uyakumfuna uNkulunkulu.
Everyone who sets his heart to seek the Lord, the God of your father.
Lo obekile enhlizweni yakhe ufuna uNkulunkulu oyisebenu.
So the people repented in the days of Hezekiah.
Abantu baphenduka ke ngesikhathi sika Hezekiah.
The people listened to this message of Isaiah and repented.
Baphenduka abantu ngokulalela lo mlayezo ka Isaiah.
But King Hezekiah died.
Bese unkosi Hezekiah wafa.
And his son Manasseh reigned in his place.
UManasseh wabusa endaweni yakhe.
Now Manasseh was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
UManasseh ke wayebubi emehlweni kaNkulunkulu.
He built altars in the temple of God.
Wakha ama altari ethempelini kaNkulunkulu.
Altars to a sacrifice to the foreign gods, but inside the temple of the God of Israel.
Bathandaza abanye onkulunkulu phakathi ethempelini lakaNkulunkulu.
And he sacrificed his sons in the fire.
Wanikela amadodana wakhe ngomlilo.
And practiced witchcraft and sorcery.
Enza ukuthakathi ukuthakathi.
And he took these foreign idols and placed them inside the temple of God.
Wabeka laba onkulunkulu ababeka ethempelini.
And most of all, he killed prophet Isaiah.
Okukhulu ke wabulala umprofeti uIsaiah.
But then he himself was taken captive by the Syrians.
Kodwa naye bekathunjiwe ngamaSiriya.
But then later on, he repented from his sin and God forgave him and restored his kingdom to him.
Kodwa naye waphenduka egcineni bese uNkulunkulu wabuyisela umbuso wakhe kubo.
So all these kings died.
Wonke lamakhosi afa.
And prophet Isaiah died as well.
Nomprofeti Isaiah naye wafa.
But the message remains.
Kodwa umlayezo uhleli.
But what is the message?
Yini umlayezo?
He says, seek the Lord while he may be found.
Funani uNkulunkulu esenokufunyana.
Call upon him while he's near.
Mfuneni asesenokutholakala.
Even though Judah has passed away, you are the Judah of today.
Uma njengoba loyo Judah ke ezula, ningo Judah banamhlanje.
And this message is for you just as it was for them.
Lomlayezo ngewenu njengalokhu bongewabo.
So there are four things that I want us to see from this message here today.
Kunezinto ezine afuna sizibone kulomlayezo.
The first one is, why do you need to seek the Lord?
Kungani kufanele umfune uNkulunkulu?
Second thing is, when do you need to seek the Lord?
Emunye kunini kufanele umfune nini uNkulunkulu?
First thing is, how do you seek the Lord?
Okwesithathu, umfuna kanjani uNkulunkulu?
And the fourth thing is, what will God do when you seek him?
Okwesine, uyokwenzani uNkulunkulu uma sewumfuna?
So let's look at the first thing, why do you need to seek the Lord?
Okokuqala, kungani kumele ufune uNkulunkulu?
We see the answer in verse 8. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Ngoba imqondo wami akuona umqondo yakho.
Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
Noma izindlela zakho izindlela zami, usho kanjalo uNkulunkulu.
But what does that mean?
Kushuthini lokho?
In Psalm 94 verse 11, it says, the Lord knows the thoughts of men, he knows that they are futile.
Kumahubo uthi uNkulunkulu ngiyayazi imicabango yomuntu futhi ngiyayazi ukuthi iyize.
So we know that the thoughts of men are futile.
Siyazi ukuthi imicabango yabantu iyize.
But why do we say the men of today are thoughts of men are evil?
Kodwa kungani sithi imicabango yomuntu imibi?
Or what thoughts are these that are evil?
Ngimiphi imicabango emibi?
So we see that people have lustful thoughts, lustful thoughts.
Siyazi abantu banemicabango yokukhanukela.
They have thoughts where they covet other people's things.
Banemicondo yokhanuka ezinto zabanye abantu.
They have hateful thoughts and murderous thoughts.
Nemicabango yokuzonda yokubulala.
Or they have thoughts about theft or how they wish they can rob a bank.
Noma mhlambe ukweba noma ukuroba ibank.
And all these thoughts, God knows them because God can see your thoughts.
Yonke le micabango uNkulunkulu uyayazi ngoba uyakwazi ukuyibona.
That's why he is able to say, your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Ingabo ethi imicabango yena kuyona imicabango yami.
So the Lord knows about these thoughts of yours and how evil they are.
Uyazi ukuthi le micabango yakho futhi mibi kangakanani.
But we know that God does not have evil in him.
So unlike
us, God is unable to have evil thoughts like we have evil thoughts. That's why he says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. We know as well that our ways are not God's ways.
Rather,
God's ways are more superior than our ways. In the book of Samuel, he says that this God, his way is perfect. Meaning that God is having perfect ways, but our ways are lacking in perfection. That's why in the book of Romans, we are told that we have fallen short of the glory of God. And then it says, no one is righteous among the people. So, in other words, we need to seek God because we are sinful as people. While God is holy and righteous and just, we are not. And we know that the wicked, meaning us, will not be able to stand in the presence of God while we are still in our ways and having our thoughts. Now, Isaiah used two ways to describe there are people who need to seek the Lord. The first one is the wicked, meaning those who do evil mightily. Then the second one is the unrighteous, those who lack any goodness in them. And that's who we are, those who do evil and lack goodness in them. That's why we need to seek God, because we are evil and we lack goodness in us. So let's look at point number two. When do you need to seek the Lord? Verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. So we are told to seek him while he may be found and while he is near. So from that we learn two things. Number one, that God can now be found and he is now near. In Hebrews 3 verse 11 he says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
In
Corinthians it says, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation. So the time you need to seek God is today. It is not tomorrow or some years after when you are a bit older, but today. It's not in your deathbed when you are close to dying and then you seek him just before you die.
And
that's what I was hoping to do, just to seek him just before I die. But then we know that people even in their deathbed, they still do not seek God. So, brethren, we need to seek the Lord today. Not later today, but now. So, the other thing we learn from when we need to seek the Lord is that there will be a time when God won't be found or he will be near. So if God is can be found now and he is near now, then it follows that at some point he won't be found or he won't be near. to people.
So loko kuyasho ukuthi kuyofika isikhathi lapho engekho eduze nabantu futhi enganatholakala.
For example, we know that those who died in sin cannot find God, and God is far from them.
Siyazi ukuthi laba abafele ezonweni uNkulunkulu akasekho eduze nabo futhi abasena kumfumana.
In other words, there is no salvation in hell. So you need to find him before you die, because after you die, he won't be found, he won't be near.
So ufanele ukuthi umthole usaphila, ngoba uma sewufila unakwazi ukumthola.
And we need to find him today, you need to find him now.
Ukuthi umthole namhlanje futhi umthole manje.
Because you may not find him when you are older.
Ngoba ngeke mhlambe umthole uma sewumkhulile.
In Proverbs 29 verse 1 gives a warning to those who think they can find God when they are older.
Incwadi yamaProverbs inikeza isicale warning laba abacabanga ukuthi bazamthola uma sebekhulile.
So that's a warning to the Sunday school and the youth.
Isixwayiso ku Sunday school nakubasha.
It says, a man who remains stiff necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy.
Lo osimisa wenza lukhulu inhliziyo yakhe ngemva kokucwayisa kaningi uyokugcina angasena kulapheka.
In Ecclesiastes says, better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to take warning.
Ungcono obusa emusha enokuhlakanipha kunalo obusa esegugile kodwa engenako ukuhlakanipha.
So what that means is that the older you get, the more hardened your heart becomes.
The more ukhula iba lukhuni inhliziyo yakho.
So your heart is not willing to listen. Into more as you get older, because you have listened to this over and over again and you have accepted it.
Uma ukhula ke uloko uzwa into eyodwa ugcina inhliziyo yakhe ingasana kuyithatha leyo.
That's why God can be found now. That's why he is near now, not when you are older.
Kungako uNkulunkulu etholakala manje hayi uma sewukhulile.
So let's look at a third point. How do you seek the Lord?
Umfuna kanjani uNkulunkulu?
Verse 7 says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord.
Labo ababi bafukule imikhumbulo yabo.
So we are told that you have to forsake your way.
Ufanele ulahle indlela zakho.
And which way is this that you need to forsake?
Ngabe yiziphi lezi indlela?
Is the way of sin.
Indlela zesono.
In Proverbs we are told that there is a way that seems right to a man. But its end is the way to death. So you need to forsake your way of sin because it leads to death. Not just any death that anybody else, but death in hell. And you need to leave your way and seek the way of God. And you need to forsake your evil thoughts, which comes from your heart, which is evil above all things. So this is a call to repentance for everyone who will listen. To leave your way and to leave your thoughts. But also to have the same thoughts as God, and also to walk in the same way of God. And what is God's way? Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. So this is not about repentance alone, but also about Christ. So we are not called to repentance only, but to Jesus Christ, who is the way of God and the way to God.
In
Acts chapter 20, when Paul summarizes the message he was preaching to the churches, this is what he says. He said, I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus.
kuthi ngibiza amaGriki namaJuda ukuba aphenduke aphendukele kuJesu Kristu ngokuba basindiswe.
So this is what you are encouraged to do in Isaiah 55.
Yilokhu ke uIsaiah asigcizela ukuba sikwenze.
To repent from your sins and trust in Jesus now.
Basiphenduke ezonweni zethu sithembe uJesu.
Not later on, but we need to do it now.
Kodwa sifanele ukuba lokho sikwenze manje.
So lastly, let's look at what God will do when you seek him.
Asibhekeke ukuthi kokugcina uNkulunkulu yikuphi azokwenza.
Verse 7 says that he may have compassion on him.
Ukuba abe nesihawu kini.
And that he may abundantly pardon.
Ukuba anithi anicolele.
So when you seek God, when you call on him, he will have compassion on you.
Uma umfuna uNkulunkulu uyokuba nomusa kuwe.
And the same God who is compassionate will freely pardon you.
Uyokukuthethelela ngokuthi wena ungafateli lutho.
So this means that God will have pity on you and forgive you your sins.
uNkulunkulu uyokukhawukela futhi akuthethelele izono zakho.
And when you call upon him, he will answer you.
Uma umbiza uyakuphendula.
And when you return to him, he will return to you.
Uma ubuyela kuye uyakubuyela kuwe.
And he will forgive you of all your sins and he will make it look like you never even committed these sins.
Uyakukuthethelela izono kwangathi awuzange usenze wena isono.
And he will freely pardon you.
Bese uyakukuthethelela ngokunganambathela.
He will do what the presidents do with a presidential pardon.
Uyokwenza lokho ama president akwenzako ngokuthethelelwa kwama president.
When you are a criminal and have been sentenced to death because you committed crimes.
Uma wenze okubi uyi criminal.
And then you have been sentenced to death, to die because of the crimes you have committed.
Noma mhlambe ke bakusentence ukuthi ubulawe.
You can apply to the president for your presidential pardon.
Bese ke ucela wenza isicelo sokuthi umongameli wendawo.
So what you are saying is that president, I committed this crime and I know that I did commit it.
Bese uthi mongameli ngiyazi ukuba ngenze icala futhi ngiyalivuma leli cala engilenzile.
And the sentence I have been given is a just sentence, I deserve it.
Bese uthi lokho engikwenzile kufanele ukuthi bangenze banginikele lesi sijeziso.
But however, I plead for you to give me a presidential pardon.
Kodwa ngiyacela kuwe ukuba unginikeze ukuxolelwa kokungumongameli wezwe.
What that means is that you are asking a president to make sure that you do not die because of the crime you have committed.
Bese lokho kusho ukuthi ucela umongameli ukuthi ungafi ngenxa yalesono osenzile.
But that he can be able to expand your sentence and your criminal record, and then you can be a free man.
Akwazi ukuthi akusulele leli cala bese wena uba ngokhululekileyo.
So when the president agrees, then that's what happens to you.
Bese ke uma umpresident avumile yilokho kuyokwenzeka
kuwe. They will take you from death row, and then you can be able to go home and not die as we are supposed to do.
Beseke bayokhulula ungafi ngalendlela ebekubekwe ngayo.
And that's what God does brethren to us when he says he will freely pardon us.
Yilokho uNkulunkulu akwenzayo kithi uma ethi uyosithethelela ngokunganambathela.
We deserve to die in hell, but God pardons us.
Sifanele ukuba sife esihogweni kodwa uNkulunkulu wasithethelela.
He enables us to escape this punishment that we deserved for the sins that we ourselves admit to.
Ngokuvuma wethu lezi zono uNkulunkulu uyasixolela.
And that's what God says he will do to us if we return to him.
Yilokho uNkulunkulu athi uzokwenza uma sibuyela kuye.
So just in closing brethren, just to remind you of the things we learned today.
Ngokuvala ke sibuyela kulezi zinto esizifundile namhlanje.
That you need to seek the Lord.
Ufanele ukumfuna uNkulunkulu.
That you need to call upon him.
Ufanele ukuba umbize.
But when do you need to do that?
Ufanele ukwenze nini ke lo?
You need to do it now.
Ufanele ukwenze manje.
Because he is only available now.
Ngoba uyatholakala manje.
Because when you die, he will not be able to be available.
Uma ufa angeka sakwazi ukuchatholakala.
So there is no purgatory that people believe in, or a place where people can pray for you to enter heaven after you die.
Ayikho le ndawo ethiwa ipurgatory lapho mhlambe uyothuma sewufile ulinde khona bese kuba khona abangakukhulekela ukuthi ubone izulu.
But God is available now when you call upon Him.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu utholakala manje.
And you need to seek Him through repentance and faith in Christ.
Ufanele ukuthi umfune ngokuphenduka ezonweni zakho ukholwe uJesu Christ.
And God is compassionate and He will pardon you.
uNkulunkulu ulungile uyakukuthethelela izono.
I thank you. Let's close our eyes and pray.
Let's pray. Truly you are a precious God. Truly you are a forgiving God. You cleanse us to the uttermost, those who come to you by faith in your Son Jesus Christ, the sacrifice you have provided yourself. For there is nothing that we can give by ourselves that Lord will afford us heaven. But God, by your grace and your abundant compassion, you have provided for us a sacrifice to die in our stead, to suffer in our stead, to face humiliation, rejection by the Almighty, His Father, that Lord we may be afforded heaven. We pray, Heavenly Father, that may this message be true to our hearts in a way that it has never been true, O Lord. To appreciate this message of repentance and faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, for the free gift of eternal life that is given to us who didn't deserve it. We pray now, Lord, for those who have never come to this faith, those who reject even this only way to heaven. Open their eyes, O Lord, and show them that there is no any other way that leads to you, O Father. We remember the Muslim, the Buddhist, Africanist, and many other religions. May you show them that, Lord, salvation it is through your Son, Jesus Christ, the sacrifice that you are pleased with, that you yourself have provided for them. The Jehovah's Witnesses, Lord, who think they can be saved by their own works, we pray for them, O Lord. And many others, Lord, who don't even think you exist as God, we pray for them that, Lord, you may open their eyes, that they may look at all your creation, and Lord, from then start to seek the Creator. We pray, Heavenly Father, even in this church, may we be the church that acknowledges this message, and that, Lord, stays upon this message. We pray all this, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let's stand up and sing hymn number 61, Have You Been to Jesus, for the Cleansing Power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Number 61, Have You Been to Jesus for the Cleansing Power? Let's close our eyes and close with the benediction. Finally, brothers, rejoice, aim for restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.